Hey, let me sit on your bed for a minute. I need to talk to you about something. No, I'm not mad at you or anything, silly. I just want to know something. Dude, have you been telling people I'm your girlfriend? You have? What? That's so weird of you. So, what made you decide to start doing that, You thought if people thought you were my boyfriend, it would protect me from creepy guys around the apartment complex? Well, that is true. Creepy guys do tend to back off if they know a girl has a boyfriend to protect her. Aw, that's so thoughtful of you. Or are you just saying that? Maybe you're telling people that I'm your girlfriend because you have a crush on me. How crazy would that be? Anyway, I asked because the downstairs neighbor came up yesterday to ask for a cup of sugar, and when I let her inside, we made some small talk. You know, normal neighbor stuff. But then she asked how long we've been dating. I was like, "What? Who told you we're dating?" And then she said, "You did." She looked surprised after I told you we weren't a thing. And then after that, she said she always hears strange noises from our apartment at night, and she kind of looked embarrassed and quickly left. What are you doing up here, dude? Nothing? Well, that's obviously a lie. You've got to be doing something up here at night. She didn't say that out of nowhere. So tell me, what shameful things are you doing up here that you don't want me to know about, Practicing your one-arm dance moves at 2 a.m. No. Stay right there. You're not going anywhere. I'm gonna find out what you've been doing out here at night that's been making so much noise, 'cause I'm really curious now. Relax, don't be so nervous. I'm sure it can't be that bad. I know you can be a pretty weird guy sometimes, but what's so bad in here that you don't want me to see? Nothing so bad, you say? Okay, great. So, let me start snooping around here. Let me find out why I've been making so much noise at night, according to the neighbor. I'm surprised I haven't heard you, but then again, I am a pretty heavy sleeper. What's weird is, she blushed a lot when she was describing the noise, which only makes me more curious to find out what it is. First, I think I'll look under your desk. God, you need better cable management, dude. I'll help you get these organized later this evening after my nap. I bet you're thinking pervy thoughts with me being on my knees like this, huh? Hey, what's all the stuff under this towel? Why are you leaving all your drinks under here? Man, you really have a death wish, huh? Leaving old soda bottles under here with all these wires. What if you spilled one by accident? I don't want you getting hurt. I'll go pour these out in the sink for you right now. What do you mean it's not soda? It clearly says Mountain Dew. Unless.
Oh, come on, man. I didn't think you were one of those types of guys. Oh, God. That reminds me. I read a story about something like this on Reddit earlier. It was about some guy's stepsister finding, bottles under his desk. Well, that wasn't the whole story, but it was so weird either way. I'll send you the link to it later. Sometimes I think you can be an oddball, but then I see stories like that. There sure are some weird people in the world. Anyway, I'll help you get rid of these bottles later. That couldn't possibly be why you're making so much noise up here at night. So, let's move on to another area of your room so I can find your dark secret. Ooh, a bunch of books. Can I see? Okay. The cover art on these is really peculiar. I'm getting a weird feeling from it. I like it though. It's an interesting art style. Oh, let me guess. It's that nerdy stuff you like. You sure do like those Chinese cartoons, don't you? Huh? They're Japanese? Yeah, I knew that. What are they called again? Mangos or something? Manga? Let me look inside them. I want to see. Wait. You don't want me to look inside? Why? You think I won't like it? No, really. I think it looks cool. What do you mean I've been warned? Come on, I watch a lot of disturbing things online. I can totally handle it. I've seen some shit. A lot of these girls look like they're really enjoying themselves. Enjoying themselves so much that they're crossing their eyes and sticking their tongues out. Kimochi, kimochi? What does that mean? My hips are moving on their own? Hey, I don't think these are normal comics. This is porn, isn't it? That means you're probably reading these when you're... Dude! You gotta give me a more specific warning next time. I thought you didn't want me to look inside because you were embarrassed that I might think it's too weird. Not because it's your secret stash. First those bottles under your desk, and then cartoon porn. It makes me wonder what I'm gonna find in here next. Surely it can't get any weirder, right? Let's see what you have under your bed. Nothing weird. Just looks like a bunch of your clothes. Well, that was the last place in your room to look, so I guess the neighbor's been hearing things then. Looks like you're overdue on your laundry, though. Want me to help you? It's no big deal. I mean, it's only fair. You let me snoop around, so I should help you out some. Wait, why not? You'd rather do it yourself? Come on, we know that's not true, or else you wouldn't have gotten so behind on it. Now stop worrying. You'll be glad we got it out of the way now instead of later. Let me start over here at this pile. Yes. No wonder I couldn't find my other sock. Now I know why you didn't want me to snoop around. It's all gooey. Have you been using it to... Well, you know... Really? It looks freshly used, too. Those Japanese mangoes sure are giving you some weird ideas, dude. Or is it a chicken and egg problem? Maybe you've always been this weird. I mean that in a good way. If you're reading those pervy comics and coming in my socks, I wonder what else you're into. It actually kind of turns me on that you're so... different. Like, sexually. You have a secret side of you. It's... kind of sexy, actually. But back to my question about what you've been doing in here. I think that fapping would generally be pretty quiet.
So it's not that making all that noise up here at night.
Let me get back up here on the bed with you. Hey, this bed is pretty creaky. Hold on, let me try something. So now I know what our poor neighbor is traumatized by. She probably thinks we're, you know. If me moving my arm like that and pretending to jack off like a guy made lots of noise, then just imagine how much the bed would creak if we actually, So, that aside, how many people have you told I'm your girlfriend? Never mind. Don't answer that. It's more fun to wonder about how many people think we're a couple. You should have told me you were telling people, though. I would have totally played into it and screamed at the top of my lungs. Fuck me harder. Pound your cock into me harder. Deeper. Pull my hair and spank me more. That would be funny. You know, actually, since you want a girlfriend so badly, how about I be your girlfriend? I've always found you cute anyway. You're just my type. And I know you like me too, or else you wouldn't have been telling people I'm your girlfriend. Just promise me one thing. Let me be your cum sock now. Aw, you're blushing so much. Dude, it's okay. We all have needs. Me included. I have to ask though, why of all things would you choose a sock for that? My sock. Do you have a foot fetish or something? You look so nervous. Did I just find something out about you?